RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle out today. Luke Nichols in, producing the show today. Coming up later on, we'll talk to Ross Tucker, as we do every week.
Ross.
As we head towards quite a week 18, we know most of the playoff teams, but most of the seeding we don't know yet, including obviously the Eagles, are where they're going to be, the two or the three, who they might play. We know this after last night, Hugh, with the Rams losing that game. We know there's now only three teams the Eagles could play. There's only three. If they jump to the two seed, they're going to play the Packers. If they are the three, they're going to play the 49ers or the Rams. That's it. That is the way this is going to go. And we know that as we enter the final week of the regular season. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni, because he spoke yesterday, and he spoke this morning on WIP with Tom and Devin about the idea of what they're going to do. So, initial question yesterday, I think it was the second question, actually, but after they talk about the offense thinking it up. Second question, what's the mentality? What is he thinking as they try to go into a week with a big decision to play or not to play? Here was Nick Sirianni yesterday in his day after press conference.
There's still things up in the air as far as seeding goes, right? I mean, it's pretty similar to where we were last week. You know, what you end up going through is, obviously we've done it both ways. We've had opportunities to rest. We've had opportunities to continue to get a better seed and played. So really, I don't think, you know, your process, you go through your process, you go through all those different things, but every season's a little bit different. Every team's a little bit different. We'll end up doing what we think's the best for the team. And that, you know, as we go through our process, and we're still thinking through that. You know, that's not a decision I have to make today, or even tomorrow. It's just something that you have to go through the process of making it. And so, again, at the end of the day, we'll do what we feel is best for the team. I know there'll be debate about, you know, whatever it is that we do, but, you know, that's why we have to go through our process. And do what we feel is best to help our team, you know, moving forward.
Well, I mean, that's the part he said there, but they'll go through the process. It makes you wonder how many different elements go into this, right? Is it just about how they're playing? Is it about injury stuff? Is it about the rest of the league? I mean, it's as simple as, hey, we got a lot of guys banged up, we're going to sit. Sometimes it's as simple as, hey, we're going for the one seed that's just too good to pass up. I feel like of all the years they've been with Sirianni and they've been in this kind of spot, this one feels like the most challenging decision.
Well, yeah, because it's... You have a lot at play here. Like I said, the offense does not look great, and you have to weigh that against, you know, do you want to try to get one final tune-up before you go into the playoffs? I mean, you've won games, no question about that. And like I said earlier, it's an anomaly of a season, because when you look at it and you say the strength of schedule going into this season and the outcome being what it is, where the Eagles are, you would say that was a pretty good year. But the process to get to this point has been rocky at best, especially when you talk about what this offense has or hasn't been all season long. So, and I just feel, me personally, that you want to try to put or get as many tune-ups as you possibly can for your offense. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. But to your point, I know guys are banged up and everything like that. No matter what, Joe, you're not going to be able to – everybody's not going to get rest. You know, this is a regular season game. Guys are going to have to play. I know you probably want to get the key starters out there, but to be realistic, everybody's not going to get a chance to rest.
You know what's interesting about that? Because in most years, and this, you know, I don't mean to bring up the luxury necessity thing, but Hugh, in most years, What are we talking about when we're talking about resting starters? We're talking about the quarterback, right?
Yeah,
the
we're
running
about the core,
back.
The core guys.
Yeah, the two wide receivers, the most expensive players on the team, the left tackle, and obviously Lane.
Because all the offensive linemen ain't going to be able to sit.
Well, sit most of them.
Yeah, but not all of them.
You're right. They can't sit all of them. They can sit three or four of them. But I guess my point is, who are the most important players on this team? Like, this year, this team, I know, you know, your reflex is to say the quarterback and the running back and all that.
I mean, because that's normally, that's who we're talking about.
But, like, when I'm thinking about this weekend, when I think about, you know, who I want to sit and who I want to protect.
You're talking about the defense
players. I'm talking about the defense players. Like, if they're going to go win the Super Bowl this year, the guys they need, and, let's put Jalen in a different conversation because the quarterback is just, even when he's not playing great, it's such an important position. So, remove Jalen. He'll sit. But, like, I think about Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean and Zach Bond. Like, those are the guys that right now are the guys I need to keep healthy, and I want to sit them on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Let's hear one more from Sirianni. This was right at the end of his press conference yesterday. I thought it was telling because he was asked kind of his thought process if he would sit them. If he did, like, what is into the thinking if they do end up sitting? Here's how Sirianni answered that.
If I look back, and how beneficial some of the buys that we've had have been, right? That's part of the reason why you think through it, right? It's a marathon of a season. You give you guys some rest. You get some time to think through some different things, even though you're preparing for an opponent as you go. Both times that I've been here, that we've been to the Super Bowl, we've had that opportunity for a buy. And that's 22 and obviously 24. In 21, we created ourselves a bye as well. You had the opportunity to do that. Now it didn't, we didn't go to Tampa and win because we didn't win that game, obviously. And 23, we played a little bit in that aspect. And all these different scenarios, like you have a bunch of different scenarios. And yes, your seating's not locked down yet, but you are thinking, hey, can I put ourselves in the best position seating-wise, but while also you're thinking to yourself how important, buys are and creating them if you don't earn the right for the first-round buy. So those are all things you got to think through and go through, because I think a lot of guys would say last year that, that was a big deal of being able to have the buy last year. A built-in buy last year to set us up for what we ultimately did last year.
That last line makes me, actually the whole answer makes me think they're sitting the starters on Sunday. When I heard him, because he said two things there. One, he talked about what happened in 23, right? That's the year A.J. Brown got hurt in a game that they had to win, and also they needed the Cowboys to lose, did not work out. Similar to this year where we need the Bears to lose. And then he mentioned last year the guys would say that bye they created by not playing, or that was the week we were debating the Saquon record. They didn't play.
Yeah.
And he thinks the guys would say that helped them go win the Super Bowl. That, I think they're going to rest. Whether or not they should is, that's everyone's opinion. But my gut is they're going to rest.
No, from that snippet right there, it sounds like that might be the case. But I would rather them play. I still would rather them play because I trust this defense way more than I trust this offense.
Well, I think we all agree that.
21 points, dog. 21 points and try to figure out a way to keep the ball for at least 40 minutes.
But let me ask this. I know I can guess your answer already. It's probably going to be something like that's football. But, like, how would you feel if it's Sunday night at 8 o'clock, Cooper DeJean has a sprained ankle, and Quinyon Mitchell's got a bum shoulder? They win, but the Bears win. They got to play next week, and their two best defensive backs are hurt.
I mean, that's football.
Yeah, but you could have avoided it. You could have avoided it.
You can never avoid it.
Yes, you can.
You can. Cooper and Quinyon, knock on wood, could get hurt walking to the car. The wind could blow them, and a piece of debris can hit them in the head, and
But what I mean. You could avoid it by not playing this week.
That's the nature of the beast.
But you could avoid it.
I mean, sometimes injuries are unavoidable. But you're out there playing. I mean, the purpose is to play a game.
I'll tell you this much. If we come in here on Monday and they are at the three seed anyway, and a significant starter is hurt for the playoff game, I will destroy destroy Sirianni. I mean, like I will, because like this is avoidable. Again, most weeks injuries aren't avoidable. I never get on a coach for a player getting injured. That's no one's fault. But this week is like the one time it is avoidable. It is.
I mean, I look at it like this, and I truly understand your sentiment when you talk about getting guys healthy. But this team, as well as they've played, and I gotta preface it by saying that first, because they won a lot of games.
Well, the defense has played well.
Well, the team has won a lot of games.
That's true, bro. Because of the defense.
The team has won a lot of games, whether you like it the way they did it or not. But when you talk about a well-oiled machine, they're far from that.
Mm, of course.
And they need as much work as they possibly can, because now we're going into a scenario where we're one and done. Like, that's the reality. Like, all them offensive sputtering in the second half and burping the baby and, you know, going 1-2-3 punt and all that other stuff, that can get you sent home. So I want this team to be, whatever that offense looks like, they need to be humming and clicking on all cylinders. And the way that you do that, you get your ass out there and go to work.
Well, I guess, but haven't they been going to work all year and it hasn't been humming? Hasn't been humming at all. I mean,
for whatever reason.
Yeah, well, I just don't think it's going to happen this season. All right, 215-592-9494. We also, if you just hopped in, have brought back, to the reluctance of some out there, Hughes Clues for the first time. Has it been like 2 months? I think it has been.
It's been a while.
It has been a while, but Hughes Clues made its triumphant return today for the first time in a while to wrap up our final show of 2025. Hugh, that first clue for everyone out there?
The first clue was they've been around since the late 90s.
All right, since the late 90s, this has been around since. That's your first clue. Jack in Norristown's up with his thought on resting or playing. What's up, Jack?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Jack.
Yeah, man. I'm with you on this one. I'm with you and Luke. You got to go for that number two spot.
How come?
I know you got two games. You got to win the first one, but we got to play the second one at home.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Big advantage.
It is, Jack, it is. I mean, that is, if they can get it, it is a big advantage. I mean, as Luke was saying, if they played the Bears here in the second round, they'd be a small favorite, you know, whatever the point spread would be. If they went to Chicago, they'd be an underdog. I mean, I agree with you on that, Jack. That is the big advantage. And you remember, obviously, last year they were the 2 seed. The 1 seed got knocked off, so they ended up having the home game in the NFC title game as well. So that's all kind of part of it.
That's last year, Joe, yeah. But you're being too much of a Donnie Downer, man.
Mm-hmm. I just think we're ignoring that the rest has helped them in the past.
The only one you rest is Lane Johnson, and you watch the scoreboard. If the Bears go up big, then we take them out. If we go up big, then we take everybody out. And you got to get that second spot. It means a lot, man. Plus, you get them West Coast teams to come here. Let them play in the cold. They're not used to it.
Well, they're not. Yeah, and that right now, if they're the 3, they would end up with the Niners or the Rams. Jack, what do you got for us? What's your guess for Hughes Clues? What is he talking about today?
Well, it's something about kids, but my kids are older than all you guys, so I'm going with Xbox games.
Xbox games.
That's not
Jack,
a bad guess.
Appreciate. Did Xbox come out in the 90s or was it early 2000s?
I would say in the 90s because I remember Xbox, I want to say 99, 2000?
Feels probably. Like it was 99.
Yeah, because
it went
I
Xbox,
remember.
The first one, then Xbox 360?
No, because I remember Xbox, they gave us Xboxes. when they first came out, because Halo was the big game.
November 15th, 2001.
Yeah.
So, I knew, so that, a little past the 90s.
Well, yeah, but I remember but Xbox. Because, boy, I tell you, we used to, when they used to have, we used to have the Xbox set up in the back room.
Mm.
And we used to play, like, used to have, I guess what it was called, like, the sandbox where you go around, you know, shoot at people.
Oh, like you mean like in the facility?
Yeah.
As a team?
Yeah,
yeah.
We used to play that.
Who were the gamers?
You. Me, I was definitely a gamer. Who? It was a tight end. I can't think of his name right now. Not Chad. Chad used to play a little bit. Chad Lewis. I forgot the other tight end's name, but it was a couple guys, and we used to play a lot. But we used to have names like that was one of the DC Sniper Malvo.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. Yeah, we used to have like.
Now
Mr.
I'm curious.
Kill, Mr. Kill Your Ass.
I'm curious if I could figure out the other tight end that played with you.
I can't remember his name.
Jeff Thomason. Tony Stewart.
Tony Stewart. Tony Stewart.
Yeah, Tony was with you in 2001.
Tony was the he was a tight end.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stu used to be back there.
That was his only year here, 01.
Yeah, and it was funny because the kickers and stuff used to play after we went to practice because they weren't allowed to play.
Why?
Because they weren't allowed. They're kickers.
But you always exude the virtues of David Akers.
Oh, I do.
But you wouldn't let him play video games?
No, David was different.
I wish I knew about this when we had him on the pregame a few weeks ago. I would have brought this up. Remember when David Hugh wouldn't let you play video games, David?
Oh, no, David wasn't with that. David used to play. David was a little different.
Yeah, David. We had him on the pregame a few weeks ago. 215-592-9494. Should the Eagles play the starters on Sunday? I say no. And it's not about... It's not so much I'm afraid they're going to get hurt. It's just risk versus reward. Like, the reward, yeah. I mean, I hear our last call brings up a very good point. The 2 seed is an advantage this year in terms of the structure of the playoffs, a second home game. And I do think the Packers right now, because of the injuries they've suffered, you know, specifically Micah Parsons out, they're clearly the worst NFC team heading into the postseason. They look like they're running on fumes. It's similar to last year when we played them in the first round. They came in here and looked like they were running on fumes, banged up, and the Eagles beat them up. I get that. But, guys, we don't control this. That's the part that I'm stuck on.
Yeah,
I
get you on that.
We need the Bears to lose at home to a team they're better than. I mean,
but it's highly likely that happens.
That they lose?
Yeah.
No, highly likely.
To the Lions? The Lions are going home, right? And if they could, I look at it like from a player's perspective, if I could spoil your chance to having the number one seed and putting you in a position where you had to be on the road, I would try to do that.
So I agree that the Lions will try, but I don't know if it's likely they win the game. I mean, the Lions stink now. I mean, the Lions just lost to the
crazy.
The Lions lost to a third string quarterback on Christmas with their season on the line. I just think they're cooked.
Dan Campbell's not a coach to have his team just roll over.
No, they will try. They will.
He's got the whole, you know, going to butt your kneecaps and whatever. He's going to give some speech, and they'll actually try.
I mean, I agree with you guys. They're going to bring it. They're going to try to spoil the Bears, especially with the whole Ben Johnson thing. Like, the Lions will come to play in that game.
Yeah, I like the division thing, like the rival, and the fact that the fact that we're talking about. The Chicago Bears, being in the position that they're in.
They're good.
That is beautiful thing about the NFL, man. Beautiful thing about the NFL. But there's something to be said about, like, spoiling your perfect day.
But aren't the Commanders the same thing here?
Well, yeah, it is. It's the same thing. But that game, I feel like is more of the must-see TV because of the fact, like the Detroit Lions last year were that team.
Yeah, they were.
For the last 2 seasons were that team. The Chicago Bears virtually came out of nowhere this year.
With their former offensive coordinator and took it. Yeah.
And for me, that's what better way to play or go out and be like, hey, Ben, you know, we love you, but we're about to send you. You know, we're about to put you in a bad spot.
I agree. I think the Lions will come to play in the game. They're going to try. I just, since week three, the Bears
Joe, you got me thinking about that. And I might have gone ahead and put a parlay on that. I might get some money into this new year.
The Bears, since week three, are 11-3.
More money.
The Lions are 7-7, including losing to Max Brosmer. I mean,
oh, that's fine.
But they stink right now. I mean, like.
Who do we lose to? We lost to Caleb Williams before we looked at him and thought he was pretty decent.
The Bears are good.
And we lost to, who was the dude in Denver?
Bo Nix. But the Broncos are good.
No, but
Eagles
I'm talking
also
about back.
Lost that
yeah,
game,
we
right?
lost
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
game.
Yeah.
I guess my point is, if the Bears were underdogs, if they were on the road, if it was a different kind of situation, like, all right, then if it was more
I think I'm going to go ahead and ride with
you guys are dreaming on wishing and hoping things. I mean, like, again, this is unlikely to. I would put it as, I'll give you 35% chance. 35% chance it breaks our way that the Lions go into Chicago and win the game. That's, so it could happen, but I'm not playing my starters for a 35% chance. Mickey is up on WIP. What's up, Mickey?
Real quick.
Hey, how you guys doing? Happy holidays.
You too, Mickey. What's up, pal?
I do agree that we do need to go into the playoffs with some, just some rhythm. But you're right. The risk is just too much for me. But I do want to say this. The offensive line, what they got to get something going. Cam Jurgens has missed multiple blocks coming through the Washington game and then now the Bills. So I do feel like we got to send them out there at least for a series or something. I don't know. I mean, it's a toss-up, really. I mean, it's all about,
games.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
Well, so here's my thing, Mickey, with the sending them out there for a little bit. I just don't want to half-ass it, right? Like, if we're giving them to me, the advantage of a rest would be that the starters rest this week, right? They don't fully practice. They don't prepare for the game. They give their bodies a full rest. And then next week, they come back, and obviously whoever we're going to play, they get ready for the game. If we play like a quarter or something, then they got to practice all week. They got to get ready. They got to be out there. It just feels like either we're in or we're out. And I know a lot of people out there say, let's watch the scoreboard, right? If the Lions get up, then we got a chance. If the Lions get down, maybe we pull the starters. I would prefer just either we play the game or we rest the guys.
I agree. I just, man, this Cam Jurgens, we got an offensive line issue, man. And I do think we need to go into the draft having some type of idea of getting this offensive line better. Lane's not going to be here for that much longer. And we all know that. And Cam, I don't know if that back surgery completely just changed everything for him. And it does sometimes. You know, my family's all medical history. I mean, we were talking about it. These surgeries can change the way players play. You know, Hugh, you know that. You probably played along people that something just they didn't come back right. So we got a center issue. And, I mean, he's blowing blocks like it is ridiculous. And then he turns around and looks at Jalen like, oh, my bad. Instead of going into the next level of taking the next, like, a linebacker out, he's looking behind. It's way too late, buddy. Cam Jurgens needs a stick to make him beat jerky, man. He's not going to be playing on the Eagles next too much long.
I hear you.
The contract we gave him was just ridiculous. Howie needs to stop being so gung-ho. I don't know if we had to pay him yet or something, but, you know, and Tyler's team, God, my God, dude. It's unreal. It's unheard of. We were supposed to be the number one offensive line.
Yeah.
I'll take this, that, and whatever. I had to get that off my
so
chest.
So, Mickey, with that, I think it's worth noting, because you mentioned they should draft an offensive lineman kind of high. They, in the last three drafts, the only offensive lineman they've taken within the first four rounds, like for the last 3 years, first four rounds, is Tyler Steen. Like, they have really... They have negated drafting young linemen for the last 3 years, and I think we're seeing the kind of the after effect of that. I'd be surprised if this coming draft, within the first three rounds, they don't draft an offense. They need one. I mean, they need probably. One.
They need him in the first two rounds.
They might.
They'll probably get offensive linemen in free agency.
They're expensive in free agency.
And free agency, I don't know, man. And Hugh, you're probably onto something I'm not, but my God, dude, that the videos that are on Twitter right now, Instagram, Facebook.
I saw it, dog. It's not the record. And I know me and Jason talked about it the other day. I mean, Jason killed him.
I mean, I don't know. I'll let you guys go on that one. I got something for the 90s, though.
Yeah, what
you
is it?
You said they, so I'm thinking it's a group, but I had an answer before I heard the they come out of Hugh's mouth. But I will say the internet. All right?
Internet. Mickey, that's
that was
a 95, really good
like,
one.
AOL.
Yeah, so the internet was been around before the 90s, right? That was invented before that. But in terms of like it becoming mainstream.
Popular, it was like 95.
Yeah, I feel like most people kind of had it or started to have it in the 90s. Like that was like the normal person would have. Did you have the dial-up?
Yeah. I remember when
you still have an AOL.
I do. I remember when I signed up for AOL like it was yesterday. And then when you try to log on and like all you had was chat rooms and you would meet people and hang out or whatever. So, yeah, it was different.
So the company launched in 1985, but it was renamed America Online in 1991, and then about the mid 90s, it became
I remember because I remember back in the day when you used to go in the grocery store, you used to go different places. They used to have a disc, where they would hand you the disc and a code, like a code on the back where you could like sign up for AOL.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember having it, but I don't remember how the logistics worked back then.
Yeah, you used to get a disc because you had to download the app or whatever.
Luke, how old are you?
24.
So you've had the internet your whole life?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't do AOL. I was very late to Facebook. My first social media was Instagram and Snapchat.
Like, so as soon as you were old enough to get it, it was just there.
Yeah, it was.
It's so funny. Like, a lot of times when people say, hey, what's your email? And I tell them.
AOL. Hey, well.
And they'll look at me like, damn. Dinosaur.
I remember when we got internet, and I remember when we got cable for the first time. That was like a big deal because when I was a kid, it was like we only had like five channels or whatever.
I got one better for you. I remember Homebox.
Oh no,
we got Homebox and used to like I'm going old school. Shout out to all the old school people out there. But I remember getting up in the white box. You had to go flip it. You had to go flip the channel from like regular TV.
Yeah.
To the HBO.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I was old school.
That is old school. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get everyone's phone calls up here. Sit or start? What would you do with the Eagles starters on Sunday if you were Nick Sirianni and the Philadelphia Eagles? I would sit him. I just think the risk-reward says sit them, get rest. Hugh Douglas wants to play and wants to get that extra work for the offense, even though I'm not sure 1 week's going to change anything. Your take on all this and... Yeah, it's Hugh's Clues. We brought it back for one special last show of 2020.
For the love of the game.
Yes. All right, your second clue for Hugh's Clues coming up. Plus, Jalen Hurts, he was asked about the starters playing and him playing on Sunday after the pass game against the Bills. What Hurts had to say, and should the players have a say in all this? We'll hit that next. Your phone calls. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.